Chavos Chaim continues that this is what the pasuk means, Milfonecha mishpati yetze, from before me judgment will go out, Einecha tachazena mesharma, your eyes, meaning Hashem's eyes, will see righteousness. So that means when judgment goes before you, Hashem, and only you, then your eyes will see righteousness. In Sefer Melachim, the Navi talks about the story of how Achav was condemned to die by Bezin Shalmaila, and it was on Rosh Hashanah, because at least the final stroke was that he killed Nevis to steal his vineyard. The pasuk says that Hashem was Kivayachal sitting on his throne, and all of the heavenly host was standing to the right and to the left. So Chazal say, Hashem is not physical, so there is no right and no left. So what does that mean? So Chazal answer, it means those who are my minim and my smilim. The right ones are the ones who are on the defense team. They're melamed zchus. They try to find merits for the person being judged. And the masmilim, the left ones, are the ones who are working for the prosecution. They're the melamed chayva. Those are the malachim that demonstrate the reason why a person should have midas hadin. When the whole Bezin Shalmaila is present, then there's going to always be those whose job it is to bring forth the din, and all the averis and the chayv and all the debts a person has that's being judged. And that doesn't turn out well. But when Hashem judges alone, it's entirely merciful. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, Einecha tachazeno meisharim. Your eyes, Hashem, will find favor, will find righteousness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always find his chus. Look at someone's actions through a different lens, mercy, kindness, try to justify a person's actions, figure out what was behind it, what brought him to this point, and even though it might be wrong, it's not as bad as it seems. But if he's judged by the Bezin Shalmaila, he won't be absolved. And this is what Chazal mean, that if a person learns and is involved and is Isik and Torah exclusively, it is as if he has no God, which means that if he does learn Torah and performs Gemilas Chasadim both, then he strengthens the Midah of Chesed and Shemayim, and Hashem will judge him exclusively. But, and therefore he will be judged with extreme mercy and kindness, and certainly be given a positive judgment, Einecha tachazena meisharim. But if he only learned Torah, and he was Isaac in Torah, and didn't do Chesed as he should have, then it will appear as if his God abandoned him because he is judged by the Bezin Shalmaila, and the Midas Hadin plays a role. And Hashem won't protect him in his time of need from the Midas Hadin, since he abandoned the holy attributes of Chesed himself. The Gemara Baba Kama says a similar thing. Kala Isik bet Torah uvi Gemilas Chasadim, anybody who is Isaac in Torah and in Gemilas Chasadim, you learn Torah and you perform kindness, Oivav Neiflam Lefanav Ke Yosef, your enemies fall before him like Yosef, of whom the Torah writes, Amim Yenagach Yachtav, he gores the nations together, and he's Zoicha to Bina like Yisachar, and he's Zoicha to understanding like Yisachar. And this means that in the merit of learning Torah, he's in Zoicha to understand Torah, as Yisachar did. The Shevet Yisachar dedicated their lives to learning Torah, and many of the heads of Sanhedrin were from that Shevet. In the merit of Chesed, he's Zoicha to be saved from his enemies, meaning all those who stand against him, as we're discussing spiritual or physical, because he resembles Yosef, he's emulating Yosef, who was Isaac in Chesed to the greatest degree. He provided food and sustenance to his own family and to all of Mitzrayim and perhaps all of the surrounding nations, and was personally responsible for the burial of his father Yaakov, as Yaakov Avinu told him, as you see, Imadi Chesed. So he stood for Chesed, and therefore he had that power of Amim Yenagach Yachtav. He overcame his enemies. And from all this, we understand how powerful the Midah of Chesed is to protect us both in this world and in the next world.